الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The viewpoints of the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the tragedy of Karbala. The Quran reads, "Do not be like those who marched out boastfully, arrogantly, and selfishly." It means that this kind of behavior lacks purity of intentions. That is, in the movement of the corrupt approach, it is only self-centeredness that matters. To show off, this kind of person adorns himself, rides an expensive horse, wears pieces of jewelry, recites arrogant chants, and comes out. Towards where? Towards the battlefield. The battlefield is where this person and many like him will die. Such a person rises up in this manner. There is nothing but arrogance in him. This is one way of coming out. On the other side, the best example is Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, who is pure from any form of selfishness and is not after self-interest or personal, familial, or communitarian gains. This is the first characteristic of the movement of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. The more selfless one is, the more value does he gain in what he does.
Ana mazlum Hussein, ana mazlum Hussein, ana mazlum.
أنا لاتشان.
Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, made the army of reason overcome the army of ignorance.
أنا لاتشان.
أنا لات.
The more one moves away from the peak of selflessness, the closer they get to the peak of selfishness, egotism, self-interest, personal, and seeking familial gain, and such, which is a whole other spectrum. Between that pure selflessness and pure selfishness, there is a vast field. Going from one side of it to the other decreases the value of our work. It becomes less fruitful and also less durable. This is an outcome of the matter. The more defective the product, the sooner it decays. If it is pure, it will never go bad. Giving you a physical example, a piece of 100% pure gold never decays, nor does it rust. But the more copper, iron, and other cheaper elements are added to the alloy, the more it becomes prone to decay and destruction. This is a general rule. This applies to what is tangible, but when it comes to spirituality, these equations are far more discerning.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. Guiding me from all the ways that were wrong.